This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Ormes, MD. The date of examination is 5/6/22. The name of the patient is Tzipora Waltuck. First name Tzipora. Last name Waltuch. This is CardioCare Associates. Please use my letterhead. This is file EST space Waltuck space T. Triple exercise chest test examination 5/6/22. Referring physician Irina Tartakovsky, MD. Performing physician Sharon Ormes, MD. New paragraph, clinical indication, 49-year-old female with history of abnormal ECG with short PR interval. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, comma, short PR, comma, QS, V1, V2, comma, consider septal wall of indeterminate age. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, colon, 120 over 73, baseline heart rate, 73 beats per minute. New paragraph, patient went tremor exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 10 minutes, semicolon, 1 minute to stage 4 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 165, parentheses, 96% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 167 over 80 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 27555, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. At a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%, I think it is. Let me just check that. See if I can find it. Recovery 4 minutes. Recovery 1 minute. Yeah, 1.2 miles per hour. Sorry, at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress. The recovery period, stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in a range of 11 minutes. The patient had a mildly increased blood pressure response to stress and a normal heart rate response to exercise. Correction, the patient had a mildly increased blood pressure response to stress with persistent mild systolic and diastolic hypertension into recovery with slow resolution in the recovery period. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure of 118 over 78 and a heart rate of 87 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, there were upsloping ST segments in leads 2, 3, and AVF, which did not meet diagnostic criteria for ischemia. During stress, peak stress, and the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion and tremor exercise stress test to 96% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 11. Correction, make that the patient, 3, the patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 11 mets. 4, the patient had a mildly increased blood pressure response to stress with persistence of systolic and diastolic hypertension into recovery with slow resolution. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. 5, there were no VPCs noted during the test. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armeza, MD.